Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Lots going on today, and today's a big day in the NFL as teams report. And this week, camp starts officially for every team across the NFL. Thursday's the 29th. NBA draft's going to happen. But next Thursday, the Cowboys and the Steelers are playing the Hall of Fame game. Now, they already had started camp last week, but right. Mike, that's how close we are to the start of football. And usually, you know, again, depending on what your start date is, some people say, oh, it doesn't start till, you know, Labor Day weekend. For me, it's like as soon as SEC Media Days hits, I am all about football. But that, to me, you know, the Hall of Fame game is usually that point where people go, oh, football's on, even though we know the games are meaningless.
Right, and even though it's a pretty awful game because, you know, you might even see the starters at all, you know, and then it's like a guy wearing the number 115, right? You know, he's not going to make the team. But, yeah, man, I just excited to get this season going. It's going to be a different season. It's the first time we've gone to 17 weeks of football, 18-week season and all with the byes. And we're going to go later this year than ever. We're going to start later. We're going to go later. Now, with all these new COVID wrinkles that they've thrown in there that the Players Association signed off on, they don't want to find themselves because they don't have any wiggle room if they got to, you know, start canceling games. So I'm just excited for football. I am a little disappointed, though. I mean, from the media standpoint, there's some hoops we have to jump through just to watch the Falcons. I was talking about that with some of our engineers and producers today. So I don't see myself going to Flowery Branch, to be quite honest with you, this summer. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, they are, and I say they, the NFL. And this is why
it's Falcons, it's league wide.
Yeah, I've been saying that the players are somewhat hypocritical, especially the ones who are like, I'm not getting a shot. Because for us to even be around you, we have to, for the most part. We got to get tested. We got to go through hoops to basically be there. And I know there's a contingent of the media here in Atlanta, a lot of folks that won't get the opportunity that they normally get to be there, Mike. But yeah, there's a lot of hoops that we've got to go through. So it is what it is. And, you know, for me, last year we realized we can do this, meaning we as in the media can do this through Zoom. It's not the same. And I don't hope that. I don't want to do that all season long. But, yeah, I think at camp they're just trying to protect everybody and make sure that everybody's safe. Even if you go to camp, one of these open practices, Falcon fans, I do want to remind you, there won't be any autograph sessions and all that stuff. You'll be from a distance watching, but you'll get a chance to watch. So, but some of the things that have happened in the past are not going to happen, like that after practice and, you know, meet and greets and all that kind of stuff. It's Dukes and Bell. I want to say one other thing before we get to our NFL Blitz. Actually, two things. One of them comes from our listener, Dino, who hit us up on social media, and he says, Dukes and Bell, both statements can be true. Simone Biles made the best choice for her, but Biles also let her team down. But what is now unquestionable in Dino Martin's mind is you cannot be considered the GOAT if you break under pressure of the biggest moments. Now, I agree with that statement because this is what separates the greats from the people that we think are really good. But I want to be clear, and I'm speaking for the show here, and I'm speaking for myself because I've dealt with this, and I've talked about it. I would never make fun of anybody with mental health issues, dealing with anxiety, dealing with things that people took for granted for many years. Oh, he's all right. When I was growing up, my mom and dad and my grandparents were, something wrong with that boy. There's nothing wrong with him. We weren't aware of it. So I would never make fun of anybody in that situation.
Nor have you.
But when it comes to sports performance in these moments, we have to talk about it. So we will not eliminate this conversation, okay, because many folks are saying, well, this was a mental health issue. Maybe it was. Maybe that's exactly what it was. We're not making fun of that. We're saying, here's where we're at on this when it comes to her performance or lack thereof, mm-hmm. or how she let her team down. But I just want to be clear on that, Mike, because I know some people will hear us speak and they'll say, oh, I heard these guys making fun. I would never do that because I've lived it.
No, we've talked a lot about it on this program, and I've got family members that have dealt with it. So, I mean, I know what it's about. It's just there used to be a time. And again, I'm not saying that it's being used as an excuse, but I did not hear a lot about mental health when she did the soundbite that I heard from the Today Show. She really had a hard time explaining what her position was, to be quite honest. It's just when you are the face of the Olympic movement. I had a guy come at me on Twitter and said, you know, Kevin Love has quit a few times, and he quit. I go, you could put Kevin Love from the NBA in a police lineup, and two-thirds of America would have no idea who he is. Okay? I told the guy on Twitter, I said, have you not been watching NBC for the last 6 months? I mean, she is the face of the Olympic movement. Jeez. Because she is a champion. Because she has shown the mental toughness and the fortitude to handle the big moments in the past until she didn't. And I would have rather had her go up there and fail than do what this is. But people can rationalize anything. And if it is mental health, I mean, again, we don't try. You just laid it out there. We're not making light of it in any stretch. But people are using that now as the touchstone. I don't think that should be that. I think it's still about why did this happen the way it happened? I'm still confused by how this all went down. And I didn't really get the definitive word from her in that soundbite when she did the interview the day after.
Yeah. All right, guys, more on this as we'll continue to talk about the Olympics. And as I said, what are we winning over there? You said it, but you said it.
The weirdness. We're still leading the medal count. I think Japan's got the most golds. We're leading overall over China and then Japan. But, yeah, Carl, I mean.
Name the winners.
I'm like you. I watch softball. I watch Japan beat us in softball. Right. I watched some surfing this morning.
Right.
You know, I mean. I do the best I can.
Are you willing to tell me we're going to win the gold in men's basketball?
By the way, the coverage is crazy, by the way. They're all over the place with the coverage. It's almost too clever for their own good, the way they jump around.
Yeah.
To be quite honest. I mean, I've seen a lot of older white guys say that on Twitter. You know, guys like Dennis Dodd and other guys that we have on the show, guys who write for USA Today even. So I don't want to be, you know. But again, it's a lot of the way they jump from platform to platform, and some people trying to find, like you said, NBA, or I should say the basketball on the Olympics, a little difficult sometimes.
All right, man. More on this. We got Darren Eales on the way. And it's funny. When we, as a show, say, hey, you know, we're doing this or we're talking about something and people feel one way or the other. And again, this is bigger than Falcons and all that because, again, this is the Olympics. Comes along once every 4 years. We all get behind it. Mike's talked about it. But then it opens up the door for idiots who also want to take shots as well. And it's like, okay, you know, that's all good. Mm-hmm. We'll deal with that. That's not a problem. We're thick-skinned. But it's funny, Mike, to see some of the responses that are coming in. You guys can find us. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up, C. Dukes. Let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Center. All right, I didn't want to cut you off. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I'm just saying we're talking sports. Last time I checked, she is an athlete, and this is the Olympics, and we're a sports talk radio station. Call me crazy. Back to you, Carl.
All right, no, it's all good. Yeah, Jay says, yeah, y'all have fallen off. The ratings tell us different. Let's talk about who reported today at camp. Did you see Aaron Rodgers just stroll in, Mike, like nothing happened all summer long?
Dude, they had drone coverage of Aaron Rodgers walking in a parking lot like OJ in the white Ford Bronco.
They did.
I mean, it's like he's walking from his car as if somehow he was going to get halfway to Lambeau and then turn around and run and get in his car and drive off.
Listen, this drama that's been going on, apparently once the contract is worked out in the language is what it needs to be, this is a non-starter now, right? He's there. He's not going to be fined. Deshaun Watson's at Texas camp, even though he still wants to be traded. He's not losing $50,000 a day. So the Deshaun Watson thing is completely different. But the point is, these were two guys that we were talking about, Mike. Will they be there? Will they not be there? We didn't know. And Aaron was trying to, you know, play tough guy. Chris said he had the stunner shades on today. Did he have a man bun as well? I missed that part. Did he have a man bun?
He did. You know, Chris tells me he was wearing when Kevin spills the chili from The Office. Remember when Kevin comes out with a giant, like, whatever that was, the 20 vat, how many gallon vat of the chili that he spills it all over the place? That's apparently what Aaron Rodgers was wearing as a T-shirt today.
Now, I'll be honest. During the pandemic, at least last year, I was growing my hair out. And I got to a point where it was just, I didn't want to take care of it. So I ended up cutting it, but it was really, really long. And there were times that I would put it, I don't even know if I did this on the show, I put it like in a small ponytail. It was driving my wife nuts. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I'm going to grow one of those man buns. Like, you know, no, you're not. No, you're not. Yes, I am. And I kept growing it out, and my daughter hated it. Her friends dug it because they'd come over to be like, Mr. Dukes, that's cool. And my daughter would be like, that's terrible. And so the man bun thing, like, I never got there, but I had like a mini ponytail. Did you ever have a ponytail or anything?
Yes, I did. I had the Dan Cortez MTV sports haircut with the do-rag. Oh, yeah. If you're watching this on Twitch, I will flip my imaginary hair back. I would do the... So what do you have? What are you drinking? When I worked at the Clevelander.
So we're down to your shoulders?
Me and there's a guy named Dave Mezzanotte. He still bartends at the Clevelander every now and again. They call us Milli Vanilli because we both had long hair. But no, I mean, I've had hair behind my, down to my shoulders at times.
Yeah.
That's why, I mean, when I was shaving my head, looking like Uncle Fester, that's why when they came to me, would you like hair again from North Atlanta Hair? I'm like, yes, let's do that. Now, the man bun, I still think looks absolutely ridiculous, but 20-something girls just love it.
No, I just wanted to grow it out because I was like, I'm not seeing anybody. We're not going anywhere. So I did let it grow, and it was long. I just ran across a picture the other day. I was like, damn, that was kind of long. It's Dukes and Bell, so they are at camp. Let's talk about what else is going on. Michael Thomas could start the season on the PUP list, guys. Reports that he could miss the start of the season. That's the physically unable to perform list, which keeps him out at least 6 weeks. Now, if he comes back week 7, they play the Seahawks. But, Mike, I don't think we see the Saints before that, and it really wouldn't affect us, but it could affect how that offense is going to work.
Right. I mean, you and I have talked a lot about where we think this offense is going to go. You know, I was arguing with Chuckery a few weeks back. He doesn't think the Falcons can run the football this year.
No.
And I've said that it does. That's why I harp on the offensive line. And follow Chuckery tonight right here on 92.9 The Game. But I do believe that they...
And I love Chuckery, by the way.
And again, everybody's got different opinions. That's why we're here. If you had everybody saying the same thing, who'd listen? But I do think... We have to find out if we got the guys right here. Hopefully they did it right in the draft. We don't know. This is the first draft. It's going to be picked apart 7 ways to Sunday. And you can't really do that until you see the product on the field. But I like Mayfield to win. I still think Mayfield's going to be the guy that wins that left guard job next to Jake on the left side.
Yeah, man.
And Hennessy in the middle.
The running the football thing is not – I'm not as worried about that as more of the protection for me. I think we'll be – We ran the football last year. We forget, like, Todd Gurley was really good for the first 7 or 8 games. I mean, we ran the ball effectively. We didn't run it effectively in the red zone all the time. But, you know, we'll talk more about it. I'm with you. I think I'm more worried about the protection. Either way, Michael Thomas is going to miss potentially or will the first 6 weeks starting the season out on the PUP list. Chris says we don't see them until November 7th, Chris. First time we see the Saints. So he would be back. Again, it wouldn't affect us.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that is – it's funny. We joked around. Only one – a touchdown in the playoffs, but no touchdowns in the regular season. And he's a guy that we've always – what's our Joe Carl, 1,000-yard receiver, 5 yards at a time. But, you know, he is a guy that I would presume that they're paying him buku bucks. He's going to be a guy that Jameis is going to look to get the football when he gets back on the field.
Hey, man, let's hear from our own Mike Davis. This is a running back. Guy just hit me up. He said, can Mike Davis be the burner turner for us the next few years? Here's what he said about his relationship with Matt Ryan. I said, Mike, I think he can be over the next couple of years. That doesn't mean you don't draft a back, you don't bring in other guys, but I think he's good for 4 yards a pop with his physicality.
The relationship is really good between me and Matt. I mean, he's a veteran guy. He knows what to look for. Really smart out down the field. So anytime you have a smart quarterback like Matt, I mean, it's always a plus.
Yeah, man. You've seen some of the pictures, maybe guys reporting coming into camp, and then the Madden ratings came out, and somebody said, "Why the Falcons? Some of these players are getting, you know, disrespected."
Well, when you win four games, it kind of hurts everybody, doesn't it?
That's my point.
That's the new news. What? We're a team that nobody respects. We're considered the greatest chokers in NFL history, and the nucleus is still pretty much here. So there you have it. It's going to be reflected on, until you do something about it.
Yeah, I'm not tripping on the Madden ratings. I get it. You know, if you're telling me Aaron Donald doesn't deserve a 99 rating on the game, I don't know what you've been watching. So I think they're pretty accurate for the most part. If you're a Madden player. Hey, Darren Eales is on the way, guys. We're going to talk with Darren about Atlanta United, the latest on our club. We took another L over the weekend. Mike was there against Columbus. And it doesn't get any easier because these road games, the next three matches, you know?
Well, that's just it. We'll ask Darren again, and we kind of touched on it last week. You've got to get things going because, you know, you're going to look up, and now it's Labor Day, and next thing you know, now the season is winding down, and you've got too much ground to cover.
Yeah, man.
I mean, it wasn't that dramatic a point, but no, I mean, we just got to get better. We got to get moving, man. And we're just looking for goals. I mean, I'm not saying that we would be happy to talk about a 4-3 loss, but I mean, at least to see that ball in the net and see Joseph, you know, putting the ball in the net would get a lot of people fired up again.
All right, guys, plenty more to get to. Darren Eales is on the way. By the way, Kyle Pitts had the highest rating of any rookie on the Madden game, higher than Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields.
Boom.
Just letting y'all know.
How about that?
All right, man, coming up, we'll find out what Darren's thinking about our club. Are we going to do anything in this transfer window? It's next. It is Dukes and Bell, and glad to have you listening today. Lots of conversation about what's going on at the Olympics, or for that matter, what's not going on. We'll continue talking about teams reporting to camp, including our Falcon report coming up at 5 o'clock. More on the Falcons getting camp started this week. But right now, we want to say good afternoon, as we do on a weekly basis, to Darren Eales, president of Atlanta United, who joins us. And Darren, I just before we get into the ins and outs of the match and looking ahead and all of this stuff, I just want to ask you, how frustrated are you with the way things have played out this season?
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Look, I mean, it feels like we must have run over 100 black cats because, you know, the game on Saturday was a classic example. I thought the players, you know, really came out firing. We had a good chance with Jake very early on. And, you know, we just Eric Lopez missed a one-on-one and we just didn't get that goal that we deserved with our play. And then we got caught in a silly conceding goal on a corner from a set piece. And, you know, we end up losing the game. So obviously frustrated. It's, you know, another game where we didn't get the win that we were looking for. So, you know, certainly frustrated about it. But, you know, we've got to try and remain positive now. I think Rob Valentino has done a good job in that interim position. And we've got a huge game against Orlando on Friday.
It was great to see Joseph start, and it was even cooler to see Joseph not want to come off the pitch, Darren, which I know has got to warm your heart, but we still got to get him in a position to score. Are we going to see him used a little bit more the way we saw him before Heinze got here?
Yeah, look, I think with Joseph, I mean, it was great. He got 90 minutes, so, you know, he's had obviously the ACL that we know about, and then the issues when he went to Brazil for the Copa America where he got COVID. So, you know, it's been very stop-start for, you know, 16 months now for Joseph. So for him to get 90 minutes, that was good. And, you know, clearly, Mike, we need the Joseph back that was, you know, the Joseph of old. I think, you know, you see glimpses of it. The 90 minutes is going to help him. And, you know, we're obviously a totally different proposition as a team when we've got Joseph, you know, back as the Joseph we know, running the front line. So I think, you know, for us, I was really encouraged. You know, like you said, it's great to see him wanting to stay on. You know, he got the 90 minutes under his belt, so that's going to help him with his fitness and just generally, you know, going to help him get sharper.
Darren, you've had a lot of success landing some of the guys that you've brought in here, including Almiron and Barco and Pitti. There are rumors out there, and I don't start them. I just talk about them once they're out, that Thiago Almada is another guy that you guys might be pursuing. Is there anything that you can tell Atlanta United listeners about those rumors?
No, nothing specific on the rooms, Carl, but what I would say is what I spoke to you guys last week is, you know, we're looking to add a piece this window. I think, you know, the likelihood that's going to be an attacking piece, so that's what we'll look to do this window. We have the roster space and the ability to do that. So that's something that, you know, we'll be focused on doing. You know, we need that, you know, that piece there to give us that that extra dimension, I think, in terms of goal scoring. So that's what we'll look for.
Now, not to call shenanigans, Darren, but how many times, Carl, have we talked to Darren and within 24 hours?
Breaking
so
news.
We go and
breaking
get this
news.
Guy. So anyway, there is a lot of heat out there, Darren, about Almeida. And I was watching some of his highlights, and he does, for what it's worth, or hypothetically, he fits into what we've been trying to do here since 2017.
Yeah, look, I mean, we want to get, you know, a piece that's going to be dynamic attacking for us. So, you know, certainly the type of player, I don't know the guy you just mentioned, but, you know, that type of player, sort of the person that we'd be looking to get in. But I think, look, again, you know, remember this is that tough stretch as well, that we've still got our three American players playing with the Gold Cup. You know, Barco's down with Argentina. They've got a big game tomorrow morning against Spain. I think they have to win that game to qualify for the knockout. Otherwise, we'll have Barco back too. So, you know, you think about it, we've got Ezekiel plus Brad Guzan, George Bello, Miles Robinson, who's been fantastic for the U.S. national team. We've got those coming back. You know, we can add another attacking piece as well. I think Marcelino Moreno's been fantastic the last couple of games. You know, he's really shown his class. I think Alan Franco settled in. You've seen him play a couple of games now at the back. So I feel, you know, I feel positive about the direction. Obviously, as you know, we've got a coaching hire that we need to fill as well. So, you know, the reality is it's crazy. And we spoke about this last week. It really is only about a 12-month period. I know it feels like forever, but it's really since we went to the bubble last July that we've had this, you know, this very tricky period in our history. But we've got a chance now to bring those pieces back. And once we have that game against LAFC at home in August, we'll have, I think it's 10 of our next 14 are at home. So we've got a real stretch there that we're going to need to, obviously, because there's a bit of a gap now, put those wins together. But I still have confidence that we can do that this season.
It is Darren Eales with us, guys, as we're trying to get things rolling here on the WadeFord.com hotline with Atlanta United. I know we mentioned it last week. We said it last segment, Darren. Eventually, we're going to look up and we're going to be running out of you know, calendar days to get this thing rolling. When we do get everyone back from the U.S. Men's National Team and we do get everybody healthy, I know Jürgen Damm got in there and it didn't look like he had his usual pep because he tried to, you know, do some ball handling things, didn't work. But when we get everybody out there, when you envisioned this team, you know, back in the offseason, I mean, do you still think this is a team that can do those things that we were able to do in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, and again, you know, we speak about Joseph. You know, we clearly need Joseph back as Joseph. You know, this is, and you know, it's not Joseph's fault. He's had, obviously, the injury and then his recovery, obviously, with the trip down to Brazil and, you know, catching COVID again and that sort of rehabilitation, you know, from that has obviously, you know, going to take time to get him back. But, you know, you think about our team, Mike, and, you know, you think about those pieces back. So Miles Robinson, there's a linchpin at the back. You think of Joseph at the top scoring the goals like we know he can and we know that it's going to come back. You know, with an attacking piece to help with Marcelino Moreno, Ezekiel Barco, you know, we've definitely got the tools there to do the trick. And then look, the amazing thing we've got is our fan base. And again, we sort of take it for granted, but we had another 67,500 of the game on Saturday. That's our 20th crowd of over 67,000 since we started. And I thought the fans were amazing. Their energy, their positivity. Look, it was a disappointing result, but I thought the fans were incredible. They saw that, you know, the players were putting the effort in there. They were creating the chances. It was, you know, it was just one of those games where we just didn't put them away. So I think with that fact, and then I don't know if you guys saw about Kanye West and the saga. Yes. Then, I mean, just to share with you guys, this is one for the book, because I've never had this. On Friday night at about 10:30 in the evening, I was calling MLS up headquarters to say, look, guys, is it okay if we put Columbus in a different locker room? Because we've got a squatter, quite a high-profile squatter, in our visiting locker room. You know, Kanye was, he's recording Donda, his album, and he's not moving. So, you know, that's something I'd never thought I'd be doing. But, you know, it just felt like, you know, I thought the crowd were amazing. We had Davido doing the spike, a huge singer from Nigeria that, you know, was doing the golden spike. We had Kanye wandering around in the crowd, you know, with his very strange outfit on. So, you know, it's all that makes Atlanta United great. We just didn't get that result. But I really feel that we're not that far away. And, you know, I'm certainly positive as we bring those pieces back, as we get the new coach in, that, you know, we've got, like I said, 19 games left, over half of the season left. And, you know, we're going to be doing all we can to make sure that we're in the playoffs where we should be.
Darren, did you meet him? Did you talk with him? Or was this just simply his people telling your people, hey, this is what's going to happen?
No, I mean, it's, I just fielded the call late at night Friday and, you know, dealt with the league in terms of the logistics. So, you know, for me, I haven't been down there dealing with the day-to-day. It's been an interesting experience. You know, I think, you know, sort of Phantom of the Opera, like, we've got Kanye who's going to be around now for, I think, the next couple of weeks while he finishes the album. So it's a crazy, crazy situation. But, hey, you know, we got great profile, as you can imagine. Look, he was fantastic. He was in the supporter section. He posted it on his Instagram. You know, and this is what, you know, we love about the club. And, you know, it's the way our supporters, the city, has embraced the club. You know, we try to reflect the, you know, all the idiosyncrasies of our amazing city. And I think this is just another one that goes to the sort of folklore that is, you know, Atlanta United and their games. It's certainly one that I'll always remember.
Yeah, I mean, so basically, guys, we joked around about that Baker Mayfield series of commercials where he's living in the stadium, the Browns stadium. So Kanye literally is, how did this just happen? As you said, Darren, like a squatter, it just occurs, and now it's all, everyone's just kind of pivoting around Kanye at Mercedes-Benz?
No, I mean, look, I think, you know, he's got the muse, and he's in, you know, he's in that moment where he's in a great place. He's got his recording studio in the visiting locker room. He's loving it. We got 10 beds. We had to pop down to IKEA and get 10 beds brought in. And, you know, he's going to finish the album. And obviously, we've come to an arrangement that's satisfactory for everybody. So have at it.
Yeah. You know what the arrangement is? How much is it going to cost me? Cut the check. It's Dukes and Bell.
Well, you know what, Arthur? Carl, we've talked about losing revenue in the NFL. We're going to make it up with Kanye.
Mike, you and I couldn't go squat down at the visitor's locker room without us costing us something. All right. I got to ask you this, Darren, as we continue to move forward. And how far along are you guys in this managerial search? Give me a number. Are you close? Are you midway point? Are you just, is this thing just starting? Should fans not anticipate anything for a while?
No, look, I mean, we've always said that we wanted to move quickly because, as I said, we're in the middle of a season that we can be competitive. So this isn't similar to last year where totally different circumstances with COVID in terms of, you know, available managers on the scene at that time. So we want to move quickly. We want to do our due diligence. So there's not a set time frame per se, Carl, but it's going to be sooner rather than later. This isn't something where we're talking about months.
Okay. All right. Well, man, it's always good to talk with you. We're trying to get past all this stuff that has happened. We just want to get back to wins. There are some positive things to look forward to. We'll see how we fare against Orlando coming up. Thank you again, Darren.
Cheers, guys. Appreciate your support. Thanks.
I mean, we were there. I mean, again, I still got my season ticks. It's not like Darren doesn't know. And again, I wouldn't put it past him, Carl, because there have been some history when we've talked about a certain athlete.
No doubt.
And Darren, again, he can't talk too much about Thiago Almeida, but this kid, again, it's whether it was, no, look, we knew what Miggy was. Remember you and I looked at those Miggy highlights before we even saw him play. And then we saw Barco. And then, unfortunately, Barco just hasn't done the level of things that we thought he was going to. Remember you and I emailed you the Pitty highlights, and Pitty was hitting those crazy galazzos, and he was always great on free kicks and all that. And it just didn't translate consistently, Carl. Marcelino Moreno is a different kind of guy. You know, he wears the number 10, but he's not a 10. And then you've got, let's hope that Darren hits on the next guy, and we do get the next big thing. Then you get back to your business model. 2 or 3 years of success here, and you sell him for a fortune to a European squad.
Yeah, I've been reluctant after getting Miggy, because it was such a home run, that everyone else that has come in, whether it was Pitty, who didn't live up to it, with the highlight reels, I always say everybody can put a highlight reel together. I mean, I need to see these guys in action and how they perform. And that is the thing that you don't know when a guy gets here. And, you know, we've heard this from various people, whether it's the language barrier, the adjustment to getting family here and just moving and being in a new environment, all these things. It's an adjustment period. Different things play, and some guys just don't gel as quickly as others. But, yeah, I remember that. And I remember I was skeptical, and you were like, no, he's going to be great. And then he was okay. He wasn't great.
I mean, Barco, like, at the end of the day, and I don't know where Barco's future is here with Atlanta United, Barco has just not consistently produced what we thought he was going to do, right?
No.
Pitty, I think we all know. Look, there's a reason why Pitty got sold to a team in Saudi Arabia. So Darren's under pressure. I'm sure Mr. Blank is asking the same questions that the fans are asking. And, you know, we've been living a charmed life. We've talked about this the last few years, but it's going to require some tweaking, man.
You want to go see the Rolling Stones. Be caller number 9 right now, 404-741-0929. We're giving you a chance to go see the Stones November 11th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are on sale right now, and we're giving you a chance to win all week long here. No telling when we give these tickets away. Today, we're giving them away right now, all right? And again, AEG presents and Concerts West presents the Rolling Stones No Filter 2021 North American Tour. We're giving you tickets right now. Ninth caller wins at 404-741-0929.
Nice.
We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Lots of input, Mike, about the Olympics, and I have to read Michelle's tweet to us, which was heartfelt and very interesting, coming from a black woman about Simone Biles. I will do that coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coming up at 4 o'clock, we will go around college football. Big news today as Oklahoma and Texas formally ask the SEC for a member invite. We'll dive deeper into that. More on the Falcons coming up and more on the Olympics. But right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man. All right, Bo, what's going on today, my man?
I'm over here laughing at the hypocrisy of our social media world. A lot of people on social media who claim to be about mental health are calling people stupid and dumb and idiots and all kinds of things. So it's kind of like, oh, really? Well, what about, you know, I don't know. It's just hilarious. And then I get home from the gym and I always leave one of my TVs on in my office because the dog comes down here and sleeps. And I walk in and I look over at the TV and they've got Aaron Rodgers walking in, except it looks like one of my buddies. I got a buddy who used to work on a Supercross team and traveled around. He's got the brown hair, man bun, and always wears, like, the big Oakleys. And I go, what's Corey doing on TV? And they're like, Aaron Rodgers. And I text him. I go, dude, are you at Packers camp right now?
Well, dude, that's a guy to be a wingman with. That's a guy for a Vegas trip, the kind of stuff he might pull. He's confused for Aaron Rodgers, Carl.
That's strong. I mean, that's a strong lookalike right there.
I think I'm going to take a couple of days off, and him and I are heading up to Green Bay, and we're going to just walk around and see if we get people to – maybe I can make money off him signing autographs for people. I don't know.
If he looks like Aaron, I'm sure, in Green Bay
– well, hey.
Everybody's looking for hope right now that he's going to stick around and be there for a while. I think this year is secure now, Mike, but after this year, who knows?
Well, I mean, for a second there, as we whirled over, but the people already knew who we were at the golf course yesterday when we played in the media tournament. I was going to do my whole Mike Tomlin thing with Carl to some of the ladies from the PGA Tour. But for those who are new to the show, we have been in Vegas and we have pulled this move before where when we're at the craps table and Carl's got sunglasses on, we tell him he's Coach Tomlin. And they're looking for autographs and pictures.
Good evening, ladies.
I'm going to get you a big silver cross and some two-tone shades next time we're out there, man.
Tomlin is all business, man. He makes me laugh.
Well, look, I know that we've talked a lot about realignment in Oklahoma and Texas. Well, Jay Billis, I think it was yesterday afternoon or last night at SportsCenter, he kind of chimed in on what's happening with Oklahoma and Texas at the SEC, and he had – a recommendation for the ACC and what they should do.
I think that the interesting part for me, Matt, is what's going to happen long term, because if you're in this business now, you're going to have to start thinking bigger. Greg Sankey and the SEC are certainly doing that. If I were commissioner of the ACC, one thing I'd be thinking about is approaching the SEC and saying, look at all the natural rivalries we have interconference. Why don't we start thinking about a merger? And because that's what the SEC is going to become. It's going to become the NFL, a junior NFL and junior NBA. And there's no reason why the ACC shouldn't jump in there and take advantage of those natural rivalries and markets. And if I were Jim Phillips, I'd be ringing Greg Sankey's phone saying, how about a merger?
Oof. Man, we have it. Then we are Walmart. That's too much. Carl, that's too much. If that's the question, Squid. No, that's too much.
Well, I think the bigger point is, how would this work? Like, how would you create a merger where you have – nobody can play everybody. Now, in basketball, you could go to once a year and you right. could maybe fit everybody in. But how in the world would this work in football? I mean, logically, what would make you happy? Because, honestly, we're not going to be happy in a 16-team conference. Because think about it. You might be a Georgia fan, and you might have a year where you don't see Oklahoma, Texas, LSU, or Alabama all in one year. And those are huge draws, especially if you get a couple of them at home.
So are you asking, should the ACC do what Billis is saying?
Yeah, and if they did, wouldn't they cut out a few guys, right? They would cut – somebody would get left behind.
Well, I mean, there's some strange bedfellows in that conference. I mean, you know, Boston College and Syracuse. But, I mean, or do you feel that they're now vital parts of it? I don't know. I mean, West Virginia, I keep mentioning those guys. They're going to be a man without a country here, Carl. ACC doesn't want them. They don't fit the academic profile. That's been mentioned a few times. But to get – I mean, I couldn't even begin to Squid Billy's point, how that would function. I know where Jay Billis is going with for basketball perhaps, but yeah. – You want to not go as long – it's bad enough in the SEC as it's presently comprised, how you don't get to see some of those teams, Carl, from the Western Division for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, that's the most frustrating part. I mean, we just saw Georgia and Alabama play for the first time in, what, you know, 4 or 5, 6 years, whatever it was, and we were like, this should be happening every other year at the minimal. But, guys, once this happens, everyone's going to be scrambling, and I do expect the ACC to expand as well. How much they expand – don't know, but you cannot allow, and I'm saying you can't, just from a contractual standpoint, TV attractions, all the stuff that goes into this, allow the SEC to add two of the premier programs and you don't do anything. I mean, everybody now is basically, it's chess, right? What's the next move? What is the next move? Because this is going to happen. I'm saying it now, all this stuff that's been playing out, this is going to happen. So get your mind right and know that the bigger conferences, whether it's the Big Ten, whether it's the ACC or the Pac-12, that will remain as currently constructed, how do we strengthen our conference and feel like we're on par with what's going on over there?
All right, guys. Ronald Acuna Jr. is obviously rehabbing, and a picture was posted of him in Los Angeles with another famous athlete, the notorious one, Conor McGregor.
Oh.
So they're in the same rehab facility. And they're both smiling, you know, awesome picture. Although Ronald Acuna Jr. is wearing NASA shorts, which is kind of different. But who's the one person you don't want your star player hanging out with off the field?
So listen, Connor's persona to sell a fight is like nobody
second
else.
To none. But isn't he? He's I don't know where you fall on him right now as far as marketability in the fight game.
Well, yes.
But he's still a bad boy. He's always in trouble. I don't want my guy with Conor McGregor, to be honest.
I don't have a problem with it because I don't think that is the influence that Ronald – like, you expect Ronald Acuna to come back and be like the double belt champion. He's not going to come back and, like, be pumping himself like Conor McGregor.
Well
– they're just hanging out. I don't have an issue with it because I –
get out of there. Get
Conor
out of there, Ronald.
It's just all about promoting fights. I'm not worried about that one.
So you're not worried that, like, his next – when he comes back in spring training and somebody asks him a question, like a reporter, and he don't like it, he's going to throw a water bottle at him? I mean,
No, honestly, Carl, Conor McGregor, whether he's in Dublin or L.A., has a penchant for getting into fracases, getting into shenanigans, and I don't want Ronald Acuña anywhere near that.
He's not going to get any shenanigans, guys. He's recovering from a broken leg.
But that's just it. And then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, and Ronald Acuña threw a punch, too. And that's, you know,
oh, come on.
You got some other guy out there. Yeah, and then you'll have some big fat slob with sunglasses on in the press conference with my attorney. Yeah, so you're saying Mr. McGregor and Mr. Acuna assaulted your client?
No, that's exactly
what happened.
Yeah. All I know,
That's a stretch. That's a stretch.
Get out of there, Ronald.
All I know is if he gets accused of knocking a cell phone out of somebody's hand, I know who we're going after. All right? And it's not Ozzy Albies.
That's
it's
fair.
It's the notorious one.
Now, that's fair. I mean, he may be teaching him that, but you know what? Maybe he needs to learn a little bit of that.
All right, real quick, because we got to go. I know we're up against it. David Shaw, in October of 2020, when asked about the NIL, he said, it sounds American. And again, if you guys don't know David Shaw, the head coach of Stanford, I know you guys know, but for the audience. Today, David Shaw said, a kid gets a seven-figure deal before he even starts a game. That's fair market value? I don't think that's fair market value. That's Alabama value. Real quick.
Oh.
Did he do a better job of arguing against the NIL now or selling Nick Saban and the Alabama program?
I'll say the latter, Carl, just because Nick did such a great job with that the day before he goes to SEC Media Days. If you are going to be playing for a blue-chip team, what's the difference between that kid or a kid who's an AAU basketball junior, Carl, getting a $1 million deal from a shoe company? There's no difference. To me, get what you can because there's no guarantee you're going to make it to the pros or graduate. True. So get what you got. I like David Shaw. I think he's a great coach, but I think he's off the beat on this one.
Yeah, I also think, you know, coaches will use this now to maybe put more eyes on opponents who are claiming or the fact that they are getting their kids more, you know, name, image, and likeness deals. That this is where we're at. And so if you can flex and go, yeah, he hadn't played it down, he's got $1 million sitting on the table, that's Alabama flexing. I think he probably helped the Alabama program more than he did the Stanford program, no doubt about it.
Chris, hit my music.
It is Dukes and Bell. Great job, Bo. Primetime in Philly says, I don't want my star player hanging around Terrell Owens.
Well, too late. We had Tulio hanging out with T.O.
That's funny.
And T.O.'s the nicest guy when you talk to him one-on-one. He really is. When the lights come on from the cameras, he's a different dude.
Yeah, and his work ethic, dude. I mean, T.O.'s body, this dude's in shape all the time. But, yeah, there was something about what is he saying in his ear that might, you know.
Right.
Well, I guess he did tell him you want a new deal while you got 3 years left on your deal. That's probably what he told him. Coming up, we're going to talk some more college football. I got to read a tweet from one of our loyal listeners in regard to Simone Biles, which has been a big topic of conversation here on the show today. Lots more in store. Don't go anywhere. It's Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.